Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Mellencamp in concert just a few weeks ago. He was awesome. Magnificent storyteller. If you get a chance to go to his concert, you will like it. I promise you. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasting, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sarah Heiner. Sarah is a regular, thank goodness, on our show. She's been a member of our Brain Trust now for several years. She's the CEO and president, Bottom Line Publications, the Bottom Line Personal Magazine, which is out every couple of months, every couple of weeks, every 2 weeks or so, and also their annuals. She has an amazing blog. You want to find her blog and follow it. Sarah, thanks again for being here. There's three things in your recent publication that I wanted to, actually the last two publications I want to talk about, and they're all about tech, about are your apps stalking you, what some of the scammers that lurk on Amazon Marketplace. I've got a bone to pick about that one myself. And then this one is really important because people need to know about this, how the different platforms crosstalk with each other and share information. So tell us about the app stalking us.
So let's talk about that first. So there was a study that was done on Android apps. 61%, so two-thirds, almost two-thirds of the apps on Android are sharing your data with Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So we all hear about the ubiquitous, the power of Facebook and the power of Google. And if you think that they are not tracking your every move, you're kidding yourself. So I'll tell you a quick story. Speaking of, because we're going to talk about location tracking in the apps. The apps, you know, you log into an app,
mm-hmm.
and then they say they'd like to know where you are.
Right.
And you say no, you know, most people just kind of blindly say yes.
I don't.
But what you should really say is no, right? You
I
decline
don't say
it.
No.
They know your every move. So we had a friend stop by, and we were talking, good friend of ours. We're all friends on Facebook, whatever. They were talking about they were heading to Newport, Rhode Island, and they were talking about their daughter's marriage and their upcoming wedding, which is going to be in Newport. So we're just chatting with them for a while. They leave. Shortly thereafter, within the next 24 hours, my husband starts getting ads on his Facebook page about Newport, Rhode Island, and wedding venues.
Oh, no.
Why? Because Facebook knew that we were friends. They knew that they stopped at our house, and they knew that our friends then went to Newport.
Wow.
So that's
called triangulation.
Facebook, Google, all of it. They're tracking your every move. They put it together
mm-hmm.
so that the advertisers, now you think it's helpful, right? So local ads, right? So that's a
right.
good thing. You want to have, they've been doing this in media forever,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, if you live in whatever, you know, you live in Sheboygan, you want to get ads for Sheboygan. So
right.
that's, theoretically, it's not devilish, but understand they are tracking every piece of it. They're selling your data. When you suddenly start, now you get into health issues. So what if you search for whatever, you know, some embarrassing rash disease or something?
Right.
They sell that data.
Well,
it's
and also, now I'll tell you something else. There's another co-conspirator in this thing, and that's your carrier, your mobile carrier. Even if they don't know who you are, they know that one of their customers is between this cell tower and that cell tower.
Yeah.
And then that information uploads to their partners, Facebook,
right.
and then those guys are the ones who say, yeah, hey, don't worry, yeah, thanks for the confirmation. We know who they
right.
are.
Well, they do, and you'd like to think, well, you know what? I don't do anything, you know, big deal. So they know that I went, you know, that my friends go to Newport. Who cares? Except for the fact that then what else do they know, and what else, you know, what else do they have in their database? Oh yeah, they get hacked.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that you're right. So. You don't know what you don't know, and you don't know what's in there, and you don't know who's digging in there to be able to steal your identity.
Right.
And to be able to then
and
call
so
your mother
one of the,
and
one of the
say,
ways is, one of the ways to get around this is don't leave your geo on all the time, which
right.
I don't. And number two,
say no.
Don't give it to them.
Right.
The only
when
people
say,
I let have my geo
track?
Is when I'm using a map. If I'm using a map and I need
right.
and I need some help, then I give them my geo. Otherwise, I don't.
Right, and for the most things, you don't need it. They don't need it for most things, for your
That's
map
right.
and for the weather. Other than that, they don't need to know where you are.
Yep.
Even the news apps. So you'll get some news from someplace outside your place. Let's talk for a minute about Amazon Marketplace.
Yeah.
Because you wanted to talk about that too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's Amazon, and then they allow these kind of little pop-up shops, and they call it Amazon Marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
But the important thing is that those are not Amazon. They're using the Amazon software, basically, right? So very often, those people are scammers, for good or for bad.
And even though Amazon knows they're there, they allow it to happen.
Well, they do. They're not really so good at vetting, necessarily. They pretend they are.
They don't even
they
try.
Are.
No. I'm sorry, Sarah. Amazon doesn't even try. I have a nightmare story of my own. I'm not going to go into all of it. All I know is there are people who are telling lies about products that they have, and Amazon will do nothing about it.
Oh, you can't talk to a human. I mean, forget if you try to get to a human there, forget
even
it.
Even if you talk, I've talked to humans on Amazon, and they won't do anything about it. You know what they say?
Yeah.
Well, it's the algorithms. They actually say that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they do that on, Google search. Everybody's been creamed recently because they rearranged their Google searches.
Yeah.
And they go, well, it's the algorithms. There was some horrible thing on the news
mm-hmm.
yesterday.
They blame it on the algorithms, like that's okay.
Conflation.
Like a human didn't create the algorithm.
Right, exactly. So what are the flags? Let's talk about the Amazon Marketplace.
Quickly.
Flags is if it's an ultra-long delivery time, that's a flag that it might be a Google Marketplace and
right.
you don't want to do it. If it has a just launched tag, scammers will shut down an old store and put up a new one because they didn't want the complaints. That's a flag that it's a marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And if the reviews don't make sense, if it's
right.
broken English,
right.
if they're consistently like wackily too good. And my rule of thumb, I only buy things that say fulfilled by Amazon.
Thank you.
If it's not fulfilled by Amazon, I don't do it.
But even that, sometimes Amazon does some things that aren't right about that. I can tell you a story about that one. Quick break, right back with Sarah Heiner, Tintail. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.